important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
And a big hello again, friends, and welcome to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, presented by our friends at McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Let them show you why they're number one when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle. Be sure and visit McConnellAutomotive.com. This is where we talk golf first, right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Bergen, and we are broadcasting live today from our McConnell Automotive Bridgestone Golf Studios. We are located today at Kraft Farms in beautiful Gulf Shores, Alabama. As today is the first day of spring, we are glad to have you with us. We have got a packed show. I'm telling you, fastest hour in radio. We're going to kick it off with this guy right here. He is the director of golf at Quill Creek. We call him our dog, Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall. Bobby, we're getting set for the GCGA Tour event here at Kraft Farms. Be playing Cotton Creek. And that today, obviously, the GCGA Tour is presented by Bridgestone Golf, powered today by Bujo's Cajun Grill.
There you go. That was a mouthful. Hey, it's good to be down at Kraft Farms here in wonderful Gulf Shores. Look forward to today's event. It is the first day of spring. The only negative thing I can say is the pollen count is up a little bit.
Oh, my goodness.
Other than that, it is just absolutely perfect and glad to be here in Gulf Shores. Thank you, Randy.
Absolutely. And hanging out with us, he is one of the proprietors of Bujo's Cajun Grill. We call him the voice. Mr. Matt Brandt hanging out with us. Matt, how you doing, brother?
Hey, good morning, boys. Good morning. Glad to be here and love that we are powered today by Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. This Kraft Farms event's going to be amazing.
It's a little wet out there.
It is.
A little wet, but I tell you what, they always do a great job here, and we're excited to get out and play.
Well, look, when you're talking about Boudreaux's, you know, it's synonymous with the swamp country, so this works out pretty good. Right? A little wet. And for all you guys that are participating today on the way out, we got a little gift for you to help you with that wet lie. So you'll see when you get to your cars today.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's another little gift that you're putting out today for a lot of the guys. That'll be a surprise, Bobby. I don't even think you know what this is. A lot of guys are listening to us on the way down here.
I like surprises, so I'm getting excited.
Are you?
Well, thank you,
Matt. Do you want to share it? No, wait.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you're a GCGA Tour member, you'll find out in about an hour and a half.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
We'll look forward to
that. That should be a lot of fun, and it's a really, 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 really neat gift for everyone. All right, when you hear that right there, you know we have got a great lineup on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Coming up in the next segment, our good buddy, David Musial, the general manager at Glen Lakes in Foley. He's going to be on with us we call him the professor for Golf for Dummies, and he's got a neat one for us today. Always has a theme song to go with his tip. And today's theme song, are you ready? Dire Straits.
Ooh.
Nice. There you go.
Sultans of Swing. All right. So it'll be interesting. He has texted me several times and said, you are going to love this one. So he always surprises us.
The professor.
I'm anxious to hear that coming up in the next segment. Bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking with the tournament director for the Rapiscan Classic. That happens at Grand Bear Golf Club in Soshiay, Mississippi, April the 1st through the 3rd. Am I saying that right, Bobby?
Soshiay? Grand Bear will be in Gulfport.
Well, they have it listed as Soshiay. So Socher?
Socher.
It's spelled one way and it's pronounced another.
Well, it's actually north of Gulfport, just off Highway 49 will be the Grand Bear. Of course, the event used to be at Fallen Oak,
right,
which is in Socher. They're so close together, and maybe that's the zip code for that area. I don't know. But if you'll go over on I-10, those folks living in Baldwin County, Mobile County, head across I-10, take 49 north like you're going to go to wonderful Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Take a right, go about 8 miles up the road, and there'll be another right, and you just weave your way back through a beautiful countryside to a great, spectacular golf course, hidden gem back there in the woods. And I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun event. And got some great names, as you'll mention, coming
up. Sure.
And look forward to going over there and seeing the seniors play. They're those guys are still younger than I am. And
Bobby, everyone
still
is.
Kids.
Steve Schottmer, he is going to be, he's going to be on with the tournament director for the Rapiscan. Great guy. The last time we were there, Matt, you'll love this, was 2019, which is the last time they had it due to COVID and all that. But we were at Fallen Oak. The weather was a little iffy, so they put us in the locker room with the guys. All right. Yeah. And we're sitting there, and we got all of them. I mean, they're hanging out with us. They got the couch and the TV right there. And so they all go out and play, and about 30 minutes left in the show, three security guards come right in front of us. And then one, Jack Nicklaus, seems to follow them. He stops, looks at us, gives us the thumb, and we're like, yeah,
Is that Jack? That was Jack. He came to watch his son Gary play.
That's exactly right. Nice. So it's going to be a lot of fun today. No question about it. Always fun to hang out here at Kraft Farms and the GCG event. We've got a lot of players today. Got a lot of players, a lot of great prizes, and certainly looking forward to it. In the show, we're going to get you the official World Golf Rankings along with the professional leaderboards. The guys are at the Valspar. Joey was going to be on with us, but he is now doing registration. But he played there just a couple of weeks ago down in Inverness.
Yeah, the Copperhead.
Absolutely. So we were going to talk a little bit about that for him. Have you ever played there?
I have.
Have you?
Sure have. Yeah, I went to business school 3 in the PGA down there in Tampa. And, it's actually in a little area just north of there, but at Innisbrook. And it's a beautiful, wonderful golf course. And had a lot of fun there. Good places to stay, places to eat right around there, and it's just a magnificent, beautiful golf course.
Wanted to have you on last week, Matt, because the guys were playing over at TPC, Sawgrass.
Yeah.
And obviously, and we've talked about it quite a bit, and I want you to – we got a couple minutes here in this segment. You did something that I never heard anyone else doing it, okay? They're on 17 – you and your, was your
it was my son, my good friend Tony D'Angelo, and my cousin Chris Brandt, who actually worked for the PGA
right.
at the time. He was one of the marketing directors for the Players Championship, and it was June 16th, 2017.
What time?
Let me take you back. Let me take you back. It was really cool. It was amazing. It was just something that. I will remember forever, as well as my son. We were out there on Father's Day weekend playing golf. First time to TPC Sawgrass. And lo and behold, come to 17, we are all videotaping and recording. I say videotaping, using our phones to record our shots, as you would first time out there. You want to see how bad you hit it and where it goes. And
But you were doing it with all of them, right? I mean,
all of them, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. it wasn't just me. We ended up recording each of our shots. I was the third one out. My son was on the green. My buddy Tony hit one in the water, so we let him think about it for a second. Then I took the tee and hit a 100. It was where we were teed off. We're teeing off from it was 119 yards, so it wasn't quite as far as the pros do. They're at about 137, 145. But the tee was in the back right position behind that pop bunker and
the flag,
and on the Sunday pin location, and that ball flew right over that pop bunker, landed on the green. And we watched it roll down a little more, and then drop into the cup.
And actually, you know, we were going to put that on our website so folks could go on there. But some of the verbiage.
I was colorful in my excitement. I was very colorful.
You had every right to be.
It changed the octave. It would not have been the voice. It would have been the you know, Mickey Mouse voice, I think. I lost a few pitches there when I was squealing.
That's awesome.
So happy. The hole in one, first one I've ever had, and I'm good. I don't need any more.
You don't, that's when you just drop the club and you walk
that's
away.
Right.
You're
that's
done.
Right.
Hey, real quick, before we take this time out, what's going on over Boudreaux's today?
Well, I'll tell you what, we got our normal brunch menu. Great views from the deck right now. The weather cannot be better. We are open 10 to 3 on Sundays for brunch, and we've got our blackened mahi-mahi today as our fresh catch. That with the top of our shrimp and Zydeco sauce with rice and green beans. I mean, come on. You can start the day with a fresh catch for brunch. It is allowed in South Alabama, and it's definitely allowed at Boudreaux's. Well, we've got a great team, and it's a great team on board. We've added screens to the deck, roll-up screens that get out of the way when the weather's perfect and come down when it's not, and we've got heaters out there. Of course, today you don't need them. It feels fantastic. We also got a couple fire pits back in for some add some ambiance and some areas to wait while you're waiting for your table. It's good times. Atmosphere.
Great place
food.
To be.
And make sure you vote for us on Vote Nappies.
There you go. And also vote for Southern Fairways.
There you go.
Both of us, right. All right. Hey, look, let's take a time out. When we come back, we're going to visit with David Musial, the professor of Golf for Dummies. It's a good one. Don't go anywhere. For 10 extra points, do you know who that is right there?
You're asking the wrong
guy.
You're asking the wrong guy.
I didn't know that question was coming.
It's a guy called The Weeknd. All right, blinking lights.
Right.
Yeah.
And if all you guys out there could have seen our faces when he asked that question, it's like the deer in headlights. What was that?
I thought we talked golf, football, and sports.
There you go.
But the professor's coming up.
The professor's
so we'll
coming
talk some
back.
Music.
Yes, there is no doubt about it. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Glad to have you on board with us as we're going to go to our Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line, and welcome in a partner of ours. He is the director of golf, the general manager. He does everything. Bobby, very much like what you do at Quail Creek, but he is at Glen Lakes, our good friend David Musial. D, how you doing, brother?
Doing great, Randy. Hope you guys are doing well today. I think y'all having a lot of fun and getting ready for a great event today. And got a beautiful day for it. Got a big crowd here at Glen Lakes, and sounds like y'all got a big crowd for your tournament there at Craft Farms.
Yeah, I tell you what, we do. We've got over 100 players today, and really some neat prizes, a lot of good stuff happening, so we are really excited about it. Hey, Dave, I know one of the things, we got a lot of rain this past week, and for a lot of places it's a little wet, all right? How did y'all fare?
Well, we only have one hole where we're on the path today that, you know, it's been, you know, dry for, you know, so much. We've had been fortunate for, you know, most of the year for February. I think we had one rain day, and you know, with the wind and the sun, that things are drying out, and golf course is playing great today.
Well, I tell you, you need to certainly put it on your playlist if you have an opportunity and can get over there and play at Glen Lakes. Always a lot of fun. Are you now? We're ready to hear this this Golf for Dummies. You have been you've been propping it up for me, so I'm ready to hear it. It's a little Dire Straits and Sultan of Swing, and it's now time for Golf for Dummies. Here he is, the professor, David Musial. Take it away.
All right, today on Golf for Dummies, we are trying to find the best-looking golf swing on the PGA Tour, either past or present. First ones that come to mind are Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. Those are the model. Those set the standard. But the best swing, Arnold Palmer? No. Ben Hogan? Well, maybe. Sam Snead? Strong case. Lee Trevino? No. Payne Stewart, there's one with a pretty golf swing. Ernie Els, a maybe. Well, let's get to today's players. Max Homa, yes. Bubba Watson, no. Louis Oosthuizen, boy, he's got a good swing.
Yes.
Bryson DeChambeau, no. So we're looking at our players and looking for the best looking, the prettiest golf swing. And we come to Justin Rose. Justin Rose has a good move. But we kept going on. Our dummy staff found that the best-looking golf swing is Adam Scott. Now, this is all subjective to what you're looking for in your golf swing, but what we're looking at is just a smooth move in the golf swing. So we ranked them. The Sultans of Swing, number one, prettiest golf swing, Adam Scott. Number two, Payne Stewart. Number three, Sam Snead. Number four, Louis Oosthuizen. And number five, Tommy Fleetwood. And no disrespect to Tiger Woods or Jack Nicklaus, because just having the best-looking golf swing doesn't mean that you're the best player out there. Work on your fundamentals, have great rhythm in your golf swing, and you will become a Sultan of Swing. I am David Musial, and that was Golf for Dummies.
Nice. Very good. That was a good one.
Love it.
Oh, nice. My
goodness.
Didn't
have Bobby Hall in there. And Randy, you were in the top 10.
Oh, thank you. Well, and listen, that's what I go after. I go after look. It doesn't matter what my score is, okay? I'm just going for the look. I want to swing like Louie or Fred. I'm surprised Freddie Couples' swing wasn't in there, or Ernie Els.
Could be. Fred Couples could make the prettiest golf swing. What do you guys think? Give me what you think is the best swing out there.
Well, I think Freddie Couples there. Hey, David, Freddie Couples definitely has one of the smoothest tempos.
Yeah.
Now, he has a bent left wrist at the top, and he has a two-plane swing, but his rhythm is so nice. So, yes, he's a good one. You know, David, in my teaching at Quail Creek, I have a little book that I've made. And Harvey Pinnock had the little red book. I have the little gray book. I have a little gray notebook. And I take pictures and photographs of Hogan and many of the great players, ladies and men, on both tours. And I take that book to me to the range, and I'm looking for a certain feature in the person's fundamentals, where they should be at impact, where they should be at the top of their swing. And so I pull those pictures out, and you're right. If you start thinking about those things in your mind, you get a visualization of what you want to look like. You need a little help with an instructor, sometimes with a video camera. But, David, you hit the nail on the head. There's just so many good fundamentals, and you can draw from each of the players, even Arnold Palmer and Nicklaus. And as you put them on the pictures, there's a lot of things all of them do the same. So that was just a great points you made with that. That I would have to say Adam Scott is number one. I would definitely agree with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree.
And, you know, the Tiger Woods, I think, in his prime, you know, how smooth his golf swing looked, you know, is that, I'd say, a smooth power. You know, Jack Nicklaus was the model for us, you know, and this dates myself a little bit. We were first coming up as golf professionals and learning to teach golf and watching, looking at golf my way, watching Jack Nicklaus, because he was the standard. And you look back now and, you know, a couple of things in there. You look at the posture and, you know, some different angles that, you know, may not look as picturesque as some of the players today. Their posture is better. They're in better physical condition, which all, I think, tend to, you know, to lead toward a better-looking golf swing.
I was going to go with, you know, one of my favorites, John Daly. But I realize that as I probably will have a
Bloody
Mary later. That's probably why.
Yeah.
Probably why I was thinking about John Daly. But actually, I've always liked watching Rory. Something about his tempo.
Yes.
I really like Rory's swing too.
I'll tell you somebody that does not have a good swing is Matthew Wolf. That is an interesting swing. Hey, real quick, on the PGA Tour right now, here you go, Bobby, a young man from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, played at the University of Alabama, just turned pro in 19. Davis Riley right now is leading the tournament at 18-under?
18-under.
And then Matthew Neesmith, young man from North Augusta, South Carolina, two back at 16-under, and then another Alabama guy, Justin Thomas, along with Sam Burns. Those guys, three back at 15-under. So.
Yeah, Davis Riley played out of Canebrake in Hattiesburg, out on the west side of town, and, you know, nothing new for the folks in Hattiesburg. They've known about Davis for a long time, and he had a great junior run and then college run. But I hope he'll hold on as a rookie and take the pressure. That's where he really will learn something today, is how he'll handle that in the future. But look for bright things from him. And, of course, he had his lowest round of the year with a 62 yesterday.
Yep.
Looking at the leaderboard, Koepka made the turn at 4-under. So there's some birdies to be made. So look for some of those guys right back, two or three back. It's going to be a top leaderboard as we get ready for Augusta coming up.
Augusta.
These guys are really going to be tweaking their game. So it should be a good finish today.
Yeah,
but the best finish in town will be here at the GCGA Tour here at Craft Farm. That's going to be the best. If you're not here, well.
Bobby, you read that exactly the way I wrote it.
An experience like no other.
Exactly, exactly. Hey, whenever you look across that leaderboard, David, is there one person that stands out to you? I mean, Sam Burns is a guy that's been pretty hot. He plays a lot down at Lakewood. Is there anybody, this Matthew Neesmith, the young man from North Augusta?
Neesmith, but I still, you know, that Justin Thomas is not very far back there, that he's close. And he's, you know, and it's interesting to see each week when you look on the tour and you see those top 12 to 15 guys and you see a lot of names that you don't know. I mean, you've got a lot of really, you know, great young stars that you're starting to see week after week, and that, you know, you'll have a dozen guys right there that, you know, you only heard of a handful of them, and I think that's great for the game. And that's another one, too, that Justin Thomas, his golf swing is another one. It's a real smooth one. You might could have put it on that list. But I'll take
Absolutely.
Justin Thomas today. Experience.
All right, we're visiting with David Musial, the general manager at Glen Lakes. Got you for another minute or so. Got a turn. We always talk golf first. Let's talk a little basketball. But I'm setting you up for this. How's your bracket going?
Well, as you know, that I had Kentucky to win it all.
So did a lot of people.
Put a number on them just to start that one off. But you know, I got Auburn going a long way. I was kidding around saying I might as well pick Jacksonville State. But great game last night with Gonzaga. I mean, I tell you, just some great games. Some really tight ones, and you know, a lot of mid majors right in there playing with the. You know, against the top seeds and playing well. And it's just a great tournament so far. I just can't keep away from watching right now.
Well, yeah, and I'm going to tell you, I mean, you take a look at yesterday, Baylor getting beat, okay? I think, of course, Baylor, the defending champions, North Carolina, was it North Carolina, I believe? Yeah, North Carolina beat them, 93-86, yeah. And North Carolina.
Tennessee. But you still in the SEC. You still got Arkansas that's still alive also. So they're advancing.
Well, who do you see? I mean, do you rearrange your bracket now? Who do you see taking it all? Because look, Duke got a win also, and of course this is Coach K's last year. Do you think he can make it to the top?
I think they could. I mean, I think it'd be an emotional run to see if in his last year that he could win a title. I'm pulling for Auburn. I just think that they've got so much excitement and they're so tough inside. You know, they're very inconsistent at times, but they got a lot of firepower and also the bigs. So we'll see what happens. Should be great. Great tournament so far with the upsets, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, they do have one of the largest teams in the SEC. Of course, they'll be taking on Miami tonight at 6:45 our time. Miami had a good win over USC, wins by 268-66 on Friday. So, yeah, I mean let's get Auburn through this. Bruce Pearl's been doing a phenomenal job there at Auburn. So maybe they can make this run all the way to the top.
Yeah, Jabari Smith, he's tough, and he plays great inside and out, and he's going to be a great pro player, and they need to enjoy him for while they have him now, because he'll probably be the number one pick in the NBA draft. But a lot of good games still to go, and I think I think a lot of different things could happen, and we could see. You know, maybe a mid-major here at some point when the tournament.
It'll be good, no doubt about it. Dave, as always, partner, it is it's good to have you on. Great Golf for Dummies today. That's why we call you the professor, okay, because you come up with some really neat stuff. Great to have you on board, and man, go enjoy this first day of spring, my man.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Y'all have a great tournament, and everybody get out and play some golf this week. Thanks a lot.
There you go. David Musial, general manager at Glen Lakes in Foley, Alabama. If you have a chance, go out there and play. 251-990-1255. I'm going off memory here. 1255, the number there. Go out and see Dave. And by the way, he is a music aficionado. Okay, so.
Impressive. Impressive.
That was good.
We failed. I mean, so.
You did. Yeah. Hey, coming up in the next segment, we're going to have a lot of fun. Steve Schottmer, the tournament director for the Rapiscan Classic. He is up next. We're going to talk about some of those guys. We talked about Pretty Swings. Ernie Els is going to be playing at the Rapiscan, so you'll certainly want to find out more about that. He'll be up with us next right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
Hi, this is Roger Maltby from NBC Sports. You're listening to Randy Bergen on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Bergen, joined by my good buddy, the director of golf. He's also my playing partner today. He is the director of golf at Quail Creek in Fairhope, Alabama, Bobby Hall. We call him Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall. And you were on that list, Bobby. David said that Pretty Swing list, you were on there.
Boy, he was smoking something. But I appreciate the
compliment. There you go. Also hanging out with us, one of the proprietors of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, our good friend Matt Brandt. Today, the GCGA Tour event is going on at Kraft Farms. That's why we are here today. And you are the Bridgestone Golf is the presenter of the GCGA Tour, but today you powered. Yeah.
Powered by Boudreaux's Cajun Grill.
So that means you paid the bill today.
Absolutely. I did. And, you know what? When you're powering something, you've got to bring everything to it. And today, we added value today to the tournament.
You did, and you are.
You guys that are coming out to play, be ready.
That's no doubt about it. Here's a guy that's always ready. He is the tournament director for the Rapiscan Classic, our good friend Stephen Schottmer. Stephen, how you doing, my man?
We are doing well, sir. How are you?
Doing fantastic, doing fantastic. Anxious to, you know, we've been going back and forth and talking and been ready for you to come on and talk about the Rapiscan. It's been, what, 2019 was the last time you played. It was at Fallen Oak, and this year it's going to be at Grand Bear, which is a beautiful golf course, a beautiful facility there in and north of Gulfport. But it's actually, is it Sochet? Is that the way you pronounce that?
It is Socher, is my understanding, as a non-coast local. But exactly, Randy, we're just a couple miles north of the Gulfport Airport right there on Highway 49.
Beautiful place. And this will happen beginning on April the 1st. It is obviously with the Tour Champions. They play Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so April the 1st through the 3rd. And let's talk a little bit about it. You've got some really neat players coming in. You got some new rookies that will be playing there for the first time. Tell us about those.
That's right, Randy. We're excited. I mean, we always historically have such a great field down here. I mean, when you come down to the Gulf South, especially the coast of Mississippi, you know, you have all the amenities, the food, the culture, the people, the hospitality. So these guys are certainly excited. And as you led in with, you know, we haven't played since 2019. We had a two-year hiatus because of COVID-19. We had some unfortunate timing as we were the next event on the calendar in 2020 when the world shut down. But we are back. We're ready to rock and roll, as you said. As far as the field goes, you know, guys that have historically played with us, you know, like the Bernhard Langers, the Miguel Angel Jimenez's, our defending champion Kevin Sutherland, David Toms, Vijay Singh, former champions Jeff Maggard, David Frost, Tom Lehman, the list goes on. But as you also mentioned, we have a handful of what we call rookies or first-timers, guys like Jim Furyk, Ernie Els, Retief Goosen, David Duval, Padraig Harrington, KJ Choi, to name a few. So we're certainly excited for the next 2 weeks.
There is no question that it is always fun to go to one of these PGA Tour Champion events because one of the reasons you can get pretty close to them. As we're visiting with Stephen Schottmer, the tournament director for the Rapiscan Classic. Bobby, I know you have a question.
Hey, Stephen, Bobby Hall here. I've been involved with some events over the years. If you would, take a minute to tell the folks out there about some of the strategic things that you're going to have to overcome, especially parking. Where should people look to go park? How can they shuttle in tickets? Where can the public get in contact with your folks and also know where to go to get ready for the event and pro-ams, the day pro-ams that you've got leading up to the tournament, fun things that the folks can do?
Thank you, Bobby. Absolutely. I would say the first place we would go would be our website, rapiscansystemsclassic.com. We'll have all the parking information, ticketing information, as well as on our social channels. As you can imagine, you know, with both Fallen Oak and Grand Bear being situated here in the DeSoto National Forest, surrounded by towering pines, there's only so much parking availability. So we have a pretty cool option right there on Highway 49, just 0.2 mile from the front gates. So we will be shuttling in spectators, you know, that way. But we just have a great week planned. Tickets start at $20 for general admission. We have an upgraded ticket in our Corona Premier Patio that's each day for $40. And then for our friends in uniform, both active, retiree, veteran, military, as well as first responders, we have a complimentary Patriots Pavilion venue on the 9th green that will be catered and have food and beverage as well. So we have basically an option for everybody and look forward to just welcoming the coast and greater Gulf South back. We haven't played, so we're excited.
Boy, you tell all those folks down at Keesler Air Force Base there, they're going to give you some free food. You're going to get hammered, so get ready. Well, thank you. Randy and I look forward to coming over there and visit Grand Bear. If you haven't played it, it's great. It's just a fantastic facility. I've been fortunate to play it a few times. And so good luck with the event, Stephen, and we look forward to meeting you and seeing you over there during that weekend.
It will be a lot of fun. There's no question about it. And, Stephen, one of the things, too, is the charity. Talk a little bit about the charity beneficiaries from this event.
Yes, thank you, Randy. I think that's if there was ever a silver lining of the past 2 years, you know, what we've all been through as a nation, as a world, I would say that our charity angle and our Birdies for Charity program has shined. given a two-year hiatus of actual tournament play, we were still able to realize and raise $2.3 million for local coast charities, 501(c)(3) participating charities on the Gulf South. So just a really cool scenario out of an unfortunate situation that's transpired. And we look to do another seven-figure number this year that we will announce in 2 weeks. So it's a big part of what we do, as you probably know, with the PGA Tour Champions, and we're certainly proud of it.
There's no question, and you do a wonderful job. And, it was a lot of fun. The last time we saw you, I guess, was back in 2019 as we were – if you remember, the weather was getting a little bad, and you put us in the mud room right there in the locker room. And which was turned out to be great for us because we got to visit with everyone. And then, as you know, Jack Nicklaus came in right there as we were just about to go off the air. And, boy, what a treat. We found ourselves not being able to communicate real well. Our words, we couldn't find words, could we, Bobby?
No, we couldn't. When the great one walks through, we stood up.
We saluted you.
And saluted.
Yeah. But no, it is. It's a lot of fun. Let me ask you this, Stephen. Talk about what the fan can expect when they come out there. As we mentioned, one of the things that we love about watching these older guys play the tour champions is that you get really close to them. Okay, I mean, with a PGA Tour, you're so far away, but here you're pretty doggone close to these guys.
No question, Randy. I think the accessibility is second to none, and these guys, they understand it, right? They know that this is a circuit that's built on community and support and involvement and fan participation. So they lean into it is the best way to describe it. And so to your point, how many times can you, you know, come up to Grand Bear, you know, your home course in the community and say, hey, you know, I'm seeing someone who's won the green jacket at the Masters twice, stroll down the same fairway that I've strolled down and hit the same shots that I've hit. Maybe, you know, in a different level, in a different capacity, and in a different distance, but just to have that familiarity, right, of playing a course and to see the best guys in the world do the same, it's just a pretty cool juxtaposition.
I got to share a story with you real quick. We were, this was, I guess, Freddie Couples' first year. What was that, 2012 maybe, or 13, something like that. And Freddie, this is at Fallen Oak, and Freddie was on number 9, and he had hit a shot, went to the back of the green. So we went up there and just kind of stood back there to watch him putt. And it was – who was he playing with? I think it was – was it Sluman? Might have been Sluman. And Sluman was kind of close to him. Sluman makes the putt. Freddie is so close to us. I'm serious. I could have jumped on his back, okay? And we said, Freddie, it moves left. He looked at us. He said, really? Really? So I would recommend that if you get that close, you don't have to give these guys advice, okay? They're pretty good. But, no, it is a lot of fun. And I know that I mentioned Freddie. No word right now on Freddie?
We have not received final word from Freddie yet. As kind of a common practice, these guys have until the Friday of advance week to commit. So we've got about a week to wait for that commitment. But you know, certainly the field that we have currently, is top of the line, and Freddie would be a nice addition.
We're visiting with Stephen Schottmer, the tournament director for the Rapiskan Classic. It happens beginning April the 1st through the 3rd at Grand Bear. Bobby.
Yeah, I hope Freddie does commit. Your female ticket sales will go up.
He's married now. He's married now, so
right. They still consider him a cutie pie. I know that. I just had to throw that little jab in there. He's a wonderful player. I hope he does commit.
Absolutely, no question. Yes, he did get married within the past 2 weeks, I believe. So, we look forward to hopefully welcoming him back. As we probably remember, he is a former champion of our event. So. We're trying to welcome back all champions is always a goal of ours.
Absolutely. Stephen, I got to tell you, man, it is always a pleasure to have you on. We're looking forward to getting out there. We'll be doing the show from there on that Sunday, the 3rd, and hopefully, because I know you're, as Bobby, you know very well whenever you're doing these tournaments like this, it is crazy, crazy, crazy building up to it, and this does not happen overnight. It is a full year to get this done, and Stephen, you've done an outstanding job, brother, and we look forward to seeing you when we get over there on the 3rd.
Good deal. Randy, Bobby, looking forward to it. I appreciate you having me on, and look forward to welcoming the coast back. I'm out here at the course overlooking the 18 green, and the structures are are rounded into shape and the blue is popping with the white, it's going to be a great week.
We're looking forward to it. Thank you, Stephen, for taking time to be with us, pal.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. See you in 2 weeks.
All right, bud. See you, buddy. Stephen Schottmuth right there, tournament director for the Rapiscan. Great guy. And he does a wonderful, wonderful job. Excited to see him again.
These tournament directors, they're like little city planners. I mean, yeah. You're looking from portalettes to concession stands to gate entrances to ticket sales to marketing to the VIPs that are coming in, you know, all the beverage sales that go on, the sponsors that are behind the scenes. You got to take care of them. You got to get the right credentials out. You've got to get printing done. You got pairings to deal with. You got the PGA Tour, who is not always easy to deal with behind the scenes. They want a certain criteria set up. Then you've got all the leaderboards, rope and stake that come in. It is just.
And you have to deal with the weather if you have bad weather.
The fact that he spends a whole year on this one tournament, I mean, the planning starts. Mm-hmm. And you know, like I said, my cousin who worked for the PGA and who was the marketing director for the players, I mean, they had a day off of planning, and that was the day after the players. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was their, like, they got their team together, they went out and had dinner, they celebrated the success. Next day, back to work planning the next year's event.
Yeah.
I mean, that quick. It's amazing.
Yeah. Golf carts behind the scenes that have to be brought in, just a little bit of everything. Yep. And then when the players arrive, their locker room, and they want motel rooms, and they want this and that. It just goes on and on and on. And you're right. It takes a whole year to put it together. But just appreciate that, and folks get out and go over there. And like you said, parking will be on 49 as you head up toward north off of I-10. And I'm sure there are nice buses that take you in there and
nice
on time and nice shuttles. So we'll put that on the radar and get ready for it just a couple of weeks.
It'll be a lot of fun. And you can go online and check it out at RapiscanSystemClassic.com. RapiscanSystemClassic.com. We'll also have a link on our website for you to be able to check it out. Great to have Stephen on. Always just a great guy, and look forward to seeing him real soon. Hey, Bobby, I do want to mention real quick high school golf. Many of the local varsity boys golf teams will travel to Birmingham tomorrow for the Bradley Johnson Memorial hosted by Spain Park. Now, this tournament is at Greystone, which is a wonderful place to play. Played there not too long ago. Always competitive and fun. Locally, UMS Wright looks to continue good play as they have. They play second, third, and second in the last three events. So not too bad. All right, let's take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll get you caught up on the PGA Tours. We've got some more tournaments to tell you about as Southern Fairways rolls on. That is exactly the way I feel today, Matt. Oh, my goodness. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. As we are broadcasting live from Kraft Farms Golf Club in beautiful Gulf Shores, Alabama, glad to have you on board with us. I am Randy Bergen. Matt Brandt, one of the proprietors of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, hanging out with us. And we're going to go to our Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line. Tiger Mike calling in from Destin, Florida. Man, the weather over here is absolutely beautiful. How is it over in Destin, Tiger? Do we have Tiger on?
Well, good morning or mid-morning, gentlemen.
There you go. We got the button pushed. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. The weather's nice. Unlike you going to play golf, I get to go do yard work.
Well, there you go. I mean, somebody's got to play golf. It might as well be me and and Bobby.
At least you're outside. I mean, look at the bright side, right?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get my backyard to look like the 18th green at all the courses you play.
There you go. Hey, what's going on, man? What you got on your mind?
Well, I've been reading all this stuff about this Greg Norman tit for tat stuff, and you know, he was interviewed this last week, and he said that invitations at the time were just sent out and haven't been responded. And he said he's getting good response, or he's getting good feedback, so to speak. What are your thoughts on this and the feeling? Because I don't know if he's just trying to stir stuff up, because I agree. I don't care about that league. The people that are backing it, they can go to hell as far as I'm concerned. So I want to get your feeling on that, and what, because a lot of people have come out and said stuff publicly, but do we really know that's what they're doing behind the scenes?
Well, listen, and who knows? I mean, he could be. I don't know for sure, but I'm sure he is. And he's done this before, Tiger Mike. I mean, he's tried to start up some different tours, if you will. And Jay Monahan, the commissioner for PGA, basically said, hey, right now, you know, if you want to go play, go play, but you won't be playing over here. So, listen, the PGA Tour has done really well. And I know the thing with Phil, Phil kind of put himself in a pickle, as we all know, with some of his comments and dealing with Saudi. We're talking about the Saudi Super Golf League is what we're talking about. And listen, man, I think that there could be some competition with the PGA Tour. Maybe they need competition. I do believe is always good. I don't know if that's where you go to get the competition. Now, certainly the Saudi has plenty of money, but for me, that's kind of stretching a little too far. There's just way too much happening that's happened over there that from a sponsor standpoint, look, that opens up a whole new group of folks. But I think you got to really watch what you're looking for. Okay.
Well,
I'm sorry, Bobby just walked in here. He surprised us with something.
I'm sorry, but real quick, he's got a golf course over here called the Shark's Tooth, and I don't know. I'm hearing a few things that it might be lacking in participation or things like that. That it might be slowing down a bit. He might get an effect along his lines of his businesses. Is that a pretty good assumption?
Well, I mean, look, there's going to be some golfers that say they don't really care. They're just out to play golf, and they're going to go over there and play. There's going to be some that will take it personal and say, look, I'm not going to support a guy that is supporting something like that. And Bobby, talking about the Super Golf League, I mean, as a pro, what's your thoughts on it?
Well, that concept's been around for a long time, and he started with it years and years ago. He tried to marry the two together, and it didn't work. The PGA Tour stood the ground back then, and they're standing their ground again today. I think Randy's exactly right. Tiger Woods had his little incident with his first marriage, and we all jumped on the bandwagon with what a bad guy he is, and still today he's in the Hall of Fame, and you'll still turn on the TV, and you're going to watch him. I think Greg Norman has great experience. I think he has a good backing. You know, there's pros and cons, so I'm still 50-50 on the deal. I mean, I like the guy. He was a great player. He was number one in the world. He's from Australia. He's from outside the country. He realizes, you know, the universal travel that they have now around the world, and he's recognized that. I can't blame him for it. He's trying to bring something new to the table. It just goes against the grain of what we have in America. So, you know, jury for me is still out. I'm not going to judge the guy on it. He's trying to bring something new to the sport, I think. The money certainly is controversial. You know, there's just pros and cons. I still got all three balls in the air, so to speak, as to how I'm going to come down with all this. So just don't know. I hope the tour doesn't prevent
players from going over there playing.
From going over there and playing and cutting them out, and, you know, it cuts into their marketing. Yeah, jury's still out for me.
Real quick, and I'll get off, but my only issue is where the money's coming from. If he wants to do that and he has better backing or people that I feel more comfortable with, I'm all on board, because competition raises the money and makes things better, all those cliches. But I'm more concerned about where it's being backed from, and that's my issue with it. Anyway,
valid point.
Y'all doing a great show, and I'll just leave you with this. Go the real Tigers.
All right, Tiger Mike. I appreciate it, brother.
I think Tiger Mike makes a great point. Where's the money coming from? Where it's being backed from? Yeah, you know, it almost sounds like a drug cartel.
Yeah.
You know, that's not good. But,
today's day and age, too. Everybody's going to make a decision based on what they believe, and we're not always going to believe what they do. I think the opinions are the ones that matter internally the most, and you have to make a call, whether you're a PGA professional or not, on what you decide to support. And it's a little unfortunate that we have so many opinions out there, but we want to try to respect the ones that exist.
Also, to Tiger Mike's point, you know, some of the PGA Tour players have stood up and just said, no, I'm not going, and that may be the reason. Where's the money coming from behind? Yeah. They certainly have their opinion. They stood their ground. They made their statement, and they're going to stay home and play. Yeah. What about, you know, European players? I think it affects them a lot, too. They've got to make a decision. They're going to play the European Tour, and Saudi Arabia is just right around the corner, and some of these events, they're coming to the United States to play.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see.
Yeah. Agreed.
There you go. Hey, real quick, let me just get you caught up. Davis Riley is at 18 under. He'll tee off in about an hour or so, a little over an hour, along with Matthew Neesmith, two back at 16, as we mentioned, Justin Thomas, along with former LSU Tiger Sam Burns. Those guys, three back at 15 under. Adam Hadwin, the Canadian, is at 13 under. So these guys are going to really have to get to work. Brooks Koepka, you mentioned Brooks a while ago. He's a T11 right now at 10 under. He has moved up quite a bit, so he's moving up that chain. But there's a lot of folks in there at that 10 and 11 under. I just got to think if Davis goes out, the young man from Hattiesburg who played at Alabama, if he gets just a little hot, look, he shot 68, went 65, 68, 62. If he can go out today and shoot a 66, 67, I don't think you're going to beat him.
You know, I think it's a life-changing event for him. Here he is. He's in the position he always wanted to be in. You want to win on tour, but the pressure's there. And so if he does win, you know, he's going to be tagged for a lot of stuff in the future. If he slips and slides a little bit, it's going to be a learning experience. So I don't know that he can pull through. We'll see, and I hope the young man does.
Hey, Bobby, real quick, we only got a minute or two left in the show. I got to mention this right here. The Jackson Clark Foundation is going to have their first annual JTC Legacy Golf Tournament. That happens on Friday, May the 5th. Matt, I know Fridays are a big day for you, but we're going to have to get you involved in this. It's going to happen at Quail Creek with a shotgun start at 1 o'clock. And this is really, really neat. You can call Quail Creek for more information, or you can go online to register at charitygolftoday.com/JTC Legacy. But this is really Bobby Clark and his foundation, his wife, doing this for the first time, and it's for a great cause.
Yeah, they lost their son, Jackson, to testicle cancer, and they've started a wonderful foundation, and our hearts go out to him and his family. So it's going back for a great cause, so put that on your radar. Got the Jill Hall Memorial Tournament coming up also in April at Quail Creek. We got a lot going on. Mayor's tournaments this Friday. We've had TaylorMade Demo Day. We've had Callaway Demo Day. Like we say, we got a game for everybody. The pro shop's stocked up. Got a great hamburger and fries. Probably not the Cajun food that you'll get at
the Boudreaux's.
Boudreaux's. But, you know, we have a full-service operation out there, so love to come see us. We are slammed for March and April.
Yeah, that's great.
Doing the best we can. It's a lot. Had a wonderful Men's Golf Association event yesterday. Had 70 players, and it was a great event. I want to thank my staff and Olin and all the folks, Marianne and all the folks behind the scenes that helped put it together. It was a wonderful day, and we had a little storm that hit us that Friday night, and, of course, it delayed arts and crafts Friday morning in Fairhope. But we did get the golf course open Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. I want to thank my crew for coming in and cleaning up, because without them, we wouldn't have a golf course on Saturday.
No doubt. All right, Matt, real quick. First off, we're excited to be playing today at the GCGA Tour powered by Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. What you got going on over there? And I'm telling you, folks, if you haven't been there and gotten on that back deck, now is the time. It's awesome.
Come on out for the trifecta. We've got the greatest food. We've got the greatest atmosphere. We've got the greatest staff. You will not be disappointed by what you'll find.
Hey, what's that drink we had that one day? The chocolate syrup special? Well,
was it the Mardi Gras?
Whatever it was, I'm coming back for it. Get ready.
All right, hey, that's going to do it for the show today. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks to our producers, Charlie Moss and Philip Bush. Thank you for being with us. We'll be back with you again next week for the whole staff. I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. Remember, let's hit a knee, say a prayer. God bless America. Bye-bye, everybody.